BagalaMcGrath.com is where this next gentleman does business, our political insider, Chris Bagala. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Attorney General Greg Abbott wrote a letter to Joe Strauss back on March 8th suggesting that the current interim redistricting maps be made law in Texas. That keeps the federal government out of our business. Now, there are those that don't like that idea. You say, tough.
Yeah, I say, you know, this is all politics. And if you want to get into it, the reality of it or the realpolitik is that there has not been a Democrat win statewide office in the state of Texas for over 20 years. The Republicans own a sizable majority in the House and the Senate. And guess what? Every 10 years, according to the census and other population data, you redraw the political lines of the state. Guess who makes the call? The party that has the majority. That's the Republicans. And the Democrats made a mockery last year, an absolute joke of the situation. And now General Abbott wants to take the interim maps and make them final.
Now, can we do that? I mean, we've got the federal government looking into this because of the Voters' Rights Act. They still have to weigh in on this. If we make these interim maps legal, then that keeps the federal government out of our business, right?
Well, we think so. Now, of course, you know, warring political factions have every right to bring lawsuit, and I'm sure the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus and other democratically propped up entities will. But, you know, this special federal judge panel in San Antonio was a joke to begin with. They drew their own maps, when they should have ruled on the maps in front of them.
Right.
The Supreme Court of the United States kicked that out 9-0 and said, you dummies, go ahead and rule on what's in front of you. They did. We used those interim maps for last year. Now General Abbott says, let's use them. Look, again, it's all politics, Matt. These maps aren't redrawn to, you know, hurt Mexican Americans or African Americans. It's a political ploy by the Democrats. They need to just shut up and to go about the business of the state of Texas.
Well, you know, that's what I like about you, Chris. I mean, you don't pull any punches. You kind of lay it all out. I would agree with you. Why is it we're just hearing about this now, do you think?
Oh, gosh. You know, because it has been quiet for a while, and I give them credit. They unearthed that March 8th letter where General Abbott said, let's take the interim maps and make them final. He sent that letter to Joe Strauss, so that was unearthed. And now it's brought about more fight. This is not the end, okay? There will be some further challenges, but I would expect that these interim maps in the end will become law. Let's see. And if I may, a real quick shout out to my daughter, Nicole, who turned 16 today. So I appreciate that opportunity.
Oh, sweet 16. Good for you, buddy. Chris Bagala, BagalaMcGrath.com. Thank you for joining us, my friend, as always.
Always a pleasure.